and open up the box office, send you to Madison Square Garden. Right now, though, let's get an update on what's happened since you went to bed last night. Jenner Sillo has your news headlines for you.
Thanks, Sean. And here's the latest. Paper shopping bags may soon make a comeback at New Jersey retail stores under a proposal to be considered today by state lawmakers. A state Senate committee will take up a proposal that would ease New Jersey's ban on disposable shopping bags. The Press of Atlantic City reports it would allow supermarkets and other retailers to provide disposable paper bags as long as they're made from at least 40% recycled materials. Seaside Heights officials are considering a ban on private residents using public trash cans to dispose of their household waste. Seems petty, but officials say the problem stems from residents who leave on weekends and don't want to wait to put out their trash Sunday night. And that means cans may overflow, extra collections may have to be made. The borough is considering a proposal that would make it illegal to deposit home or business trash in public waste cans. The beach in Beechwood will be closed to swimming this summer. The Asbury Park Press reports there was a lot of high bacteria counts along the shoreline in 2024, and it continues. In fact, the business administrator says the beach may never reopen to swimming. Stay tuned to the Town Square, New Jersey Info and Weather Network on WOBM for more updates. I'm Jen Ursulo. Now here's Dan Zarrow with Shore Weather.
It is a soggy start to your Monday morning, and we'll continue to see periods of rain for most of today. Looks like the steadiest rainfall will happen late this morning, and then things will start to taper off this afternoon. Cloudy and breezy at times today with a high of 53. Skies clear quickly this evening, then quiet and cool overnight, low 40. Tomorrow looks good, mostly to partly sunny, high of 57. Our next chance of rain showers will be tomorrow night. From the Town Square, New Jersey Info and Weather Network, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
All right, thanks.